7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Campbell Soup Company. We produce real food that matters for life's moments.
It's 8:36 p.m.
Yeah, no, it's not 8:36. It's not even close. The actual time, my friends, is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Go-Ho-Holes Committee. Hello. Hello, hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome. And what am I doing? Well, I'm stalling for time. Is it too late to continue stalling for time? Yeah, maybe. Oh, what am I stalling for time for? Well, we'll get into that in a minute. The first thing we need to do is pour some tea. And the second thing we need to do is drink some tea. What kind of tea do I got going on here today? Let's find out. Ooh. Oh, it's delicious. What am I drinking? I'm drinking Longjing. Started drinking Longjing last night, and it has carried over to this morning, and I like it. Oh, I do love Longjing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love tea. It's so good. But I am having a slightly sinus irritation day. I don't know what's going on with the weather. The weather is kind of good. I want to go outside, but I can't go outside because I have no batteries. And you know how much we need batteries around here on the Dubious Goals Committee. What happened to the batteries, you may be asking? Well, yesterday, while we were running around doing stuff, we went low on the batteries, and so I was going to recharge them when I got home, because they were rechargeable batteries. And then I forgot all about it until about quarter after 1:15, 1:20 a.m. Suddenly I realized, I didn't put the batteries in the battery charger, so I jumped up. I grabbed the batteries, I put them in the battery charger, and I thought, are those batteries going to be ready for tomorrow's Dubious Goals Committee? And I started doing the math in my head. I started thinking, wait, how long does it take these to charge? Does it take 8 hours, 9 hours, 12 hours, 10 hours? I'm trying to remember, and I'm thinking, yeah, I think it's like somewhere like 8 or 9 hours or something like that. So I started doing the math in my head. Local time, 1 a.m. plus 12 hours is 1 p.m. local, plus 10 hours is 11, plus 8 or 9 hours, I'm thinking, okay, I can't remember how long it takes for the batteries to recharge. If it takes 8 hours, we're probably good. If it takes anything more than that, it's going to be close. And the last time I looked, about, 5 minutes ago, the batteries were still charging. Not good. What are they doing now? I don't know. We can't walk in there because I have to remain plugged in here. And so, yeah. So what does it all mean, Tobe? Well, it means we're probably not going outside today. And we need to find something else to do. And don't get me wrong. It's not that I had any big plans for anything to do today outside or anywhere else. Although, you know, I've been kind of thinking about going to the mall recently just to walk around, get some exercise. that isn't in the heat. Nice air-conditioned mall. I was also sort of thinking maybe we should go Gunpla shopping. Maybe we should go to the Gunpla store and do some wacky stuff. But no. No. I've got no batteries. And that's why I'm sitting around here today watching this girl make Mecha Godzilla armor. I've been watching this Chinese girl. What the, I can't think of her name right now. It's Zhao Chengfao or something. It's Zhao Cheng something. And anyway, she's like this master of costuming foam. And I've been watching her make mobile suit costumes, and now she's making this Mecha Godzilla. It's unbelievable. I've watched her do a lot of stuff, and I'm amazed. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with her level of just amazingness, because she's got some skill. She's got some foam handling skill. Why are we not listening to this? Let's bring it up here. Oh, that's right, because she doesn't talk or anything. There's just some music going on. And she's, what is she? Oh, this is one of the arms. Right, so she makes this stuff out of that, you know, 5mm flex foam stuff. And she's just got this perfect eye for detail. And I don't know what she's using as a reference. It's not like she's got any Godzilla models sitting around or anything. But I do love her costumes. And I have learned a lot just from watching her. I've gotten lots of great ideas and stuff. But, you know, this isn't the Mecha Godzilla costume episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, so we need to find something else to do. And since we can't go shopping for any Gunpla or anything, maybe we need to watch some Gunpla reviews on YouTube or something? What? Yes, I'm sure this all has to happen for some reason or another. How about some Iron-Blooded Orphans? What's that one?
Everyone, welcome back to another high-grade Gunpla review, and today I'll be taking a look at the dark and evil Gundam Uval. If you haven't yet seen the unboxing, of course, feel free to check that one out, but for now, let's get to the review.
All right.
There is the Gundam Uval out of the box and snapped together. And what do you know? This is the second asymmetric Gundam released in the last 2 weeks.
Ugh.
But I'm definitely not complaining.
I am.
This mobile suit is the epitome of badass.
No,
the jet black and light purple look great together, but there is one color that goes with black better than any other. And that, of course, is red. This is an extremely deliberate move by Bandai, considering the focus on kitbashing with the IBO kits. And considering the majority of the armor on Uval is the exact armor from the Astaroth Origin, these kits are literally made for each other, and the kit bashing opportunities here are fantastic.
Okay, I get it.
As for the color accuracy, it's alright. We do have a large sheet of stickers here.
Boo.
Some you'll recognize from the Astaroth Origin, but the worst offender on here has to be the shield on the right shoulder. This thing is sticker hell. And lastly, we've got some red foils for the eyes, as well as the head camera.
Boo.
So here is Gundam Uval with everything that it comes with. As for the manipulators, just like with the Astaroth Origin, we get two standard holding hands, as well as an extended angle version of the right hand, with no extra armor for on the rear section there. You're going to have to use the armor of the standard right hand. As well as that, though, we have the kayak paddle, or should I say glaive, which is an extremely goofy looking weapon. Next up then is the mining hammer, which is a very Iron-Blooded Orphan style weapon. As well as that then, there is the adapter for attaching the mining hammer to the side skirt.
Yeah, no.
And lastly in here we have not one, but two shields.
Yeah, why two shields and no guns? That's the problem with these particular Gunpla. You know, the director of Iron-Blooded Orphans wanted the combat to look medieval and brutal, and so there's no missile weapons. There's just melee weapons and no guns. And I also don't like these mobile suits just because, again, asymmetrical. Why? It makes no damn sense whatsoever. It doesn't even look good. It doesn't look futuristic, but Mechagai Kotsu here, he kind of spelled it out. It's for kit-bashing purposes. You know, these particular models are for people who are not going to build them in their standard format. They are just going to get a bunch of them and make their own stuff. And it's like, yeah, okay, I suppose. But, I don't know, it makes for a goofy-looking model. And this one is just weird. The vowel is goofy. It's black with lavender highlights. This is not combat ready. And, why do we need giant robots to swing hammers around doing melee combat? There's something about the game theory of Iron-Blooded Orphans that just doesn't fly. But, yeah, what are you going to do? Well, instead of sitting around and complaining about it, I guess we could just write our own Gundam series. Is that something I feel like doing? Is that what I want to do? Do I want to develop some characters? Do I want to make giant robots? I don't know.
Oh my god. I don't know how much stuff just got ruined.
This can't be good. Oh no.
Oh no. P-Bandai stuff.
Oh no, it's all flooded. This is what happens when the Gundam warehouse floods. All the P-Bandai stuff just got all soggy.
So I wonder how these are pronounced, because some people are butchering me when I say things. So, Dynames? Dynamis? I don't know.
Try Dynamis. Maybe it's Greek.
Kyrios? Kairos?
It's Kyrios. It's Greek.
I'm not the best pronunciation person ever.
You're not the best pronunciation
person. We got a ton of these guys.
He's not the best pronunciation person. Mm-hmm. And yet somehow he feels like he's qualified to warehouse all these Gunpla?
More there. This one I started opening up and pulling them out.
Oh, I want some.
For you guys. More. So hopefully sometime this week. And look at this. We even have a stack over here of the Kyrios. So hopefully we're gonna, get this all somehow figured out. No Amy today. She's busy.
She's busy trying to stem the tide of the flood because the Gunpla warehouse flooded. This is not good. Oh well, this is not where I get my Gunpla from, so it's okay. I was thinking last night about building some stuff, and I thought, you know, it's not that I need to build anything new. What I need to do is I need to take my one Haro model, and I need to modify it. I'm going to take my Haro, and I'm going to give him some guns, which means I need to scratch build some guns. And that's the real reason why I need to go to the Gunpla store. Not to buy any Gunpla models, but so I can buy some little pieces of plastic that I can then cut up and glue together and make into little weapons and then paint them, and then I need to attach them to Haro. But Haro doesn't have any hands that can grab anything. So I also need to go out, and I'm thinking I'm just going to get some polymer clay. I'll get some polymer clay and make some hands for Haro to be holding these guns. And I'm finally going to make Haro tough. If you've ever seen anything about Mobile Suit Gundam, you know that Haro just sucks. And Haro should be badass. And not this little wimpy basketball computer that bounces around going, ouch, ouch, itai, oh no, don't do it. Don't do this, Amuro, don't do that, Amuro. No, why don't you be a cool robot for once, Haro? Yeah, here's some guns. Let's get you in the fight. Stand around complaining. Combat ready gangster, Haro. You heard it here first.
なぎにくなし
Right, and this is what we should be doing. I shouldn't be sitting down here talking about Gunpla and stupid crap. We should be up in the war room playing with my baby Gundams on my war tables. Pew, pew, pew. But we don't have any batteries. How are we going to get up there? And plus, that's not the real problem because, you know, there is power in the war room. The real problem is that if we go up there and start doing stuff in the war room with the door closed, the cat will want to go in. Because Peppa will hear us and then she never gets to go into the war room. And so we'll have to let the cat in, otherwise we'll just keep hearing meow, meow, meow in the background for a half an hour. And so we'll have to let the cat in, then the cat will get in the war room. And you know that's a problem because the cat will start trying to eat the trees or just play with the trees because they're so fun. And then it's fun to knock the Gundams off the table. Because we're cats, and, you know, cats can beat Gundams. That's what the Principality of Zeon needs. They just need some giant cats to just knock those damn Gundams around. I mean, at this point, it's just, if you understand the brain of a cat, you can't let them into the war room. You just can't. It's the war room. It's not cat brain land. Oh, speaking of cat brain land, that's one of my favorite songs by Melt Banana. Maybe we need to hear it right now. Because digital media. Melt Banana. And I'm sure that this has left you with a couple questions. Question number one. Hey, Tobe, Melt Banana, does that have anything to do with Banana Cha-Cha? No. Sola Heyo! Okay, and question number two. Do they have a lot of songs about cats? Yeah, Milk Banana, they love cats. They've got a lot of songs about cats, including Cat Brain Land, The Wolf is a Cat, what else? Zip Sick Everywhere, which is about a cat named Zip that is getting sick and throwing up all over the place. And, oh yeah, I guess that's about it. Well, there's more, but you can look them up yourself. But that reminded me of something. Sick cats. Did I tell you that, was it yesterday or the day before? I woke up, got up off the floor, went upstairs, made some tea, drank some tea, ate some pepperoni and waffles, came back downstairs, and stepped right into some kitty barf, barefooted. Although it wasn't a lot of kitty barf. So then I had to clean my foot off, and then I had to clean up the kitty barf, and wasn't that a good time? Yes, yes it was. Because I'd rather clean up kitty barf than, you know, say, clean up greasy fingerprints left over from Kirk Cameron's little...
Are
you gonna get it now, digital media?
Are you gonna get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Banana cha-cha.
409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
Doesn't matter how fast Kirk Cameron can wipe, because 1981 mom is gonna walk in the door and say banana cha-cha.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, just doing the banana cha-cha, 1981 mom. All right, so I think we need some more music. And we need some more music from somebody we haven't heard from in a long time here on the Dubious Goals Committee. And I think that needs to be, how about the Bad Shepherds, Adrian Edmondson's band. But what song? Oh, I've got a good one for you here, kids. Let's see how long it takes you to recognize this one.
Destroy passes by, cause I wanna be anarchy. No dogs running. Sometime and maybe I'll get the wrong time, stop a traffic line. The future dream is a shopping scheme, cause I wanna be anarchy in the city. What you want, I use the best, I use the rest, I use the enemy, I use anarchy, cause I wanna be anarchy. It's the only way to be. Thank you. thought it was the UK or just another country. Another council tennis.
Thank you, Adrian Edmondson. Thank you, Vivian. Vivian. I swear, anytime anything blows up around here... Wait, or does he say explodes? Anytime anything explodes around here, it's always Vivian. Oh, I do love Vivian and his mascot. Just as John Hurt is known as the Elephant Man. Oh, it's time for a bacon sandwich.
Hang on. What's that?
It's my mascot.
A pig? No. It is?
It's not. It's a ferret. Severely deformed ferret, I'll grant you that. So severely deformed, in fact, that it looks a little bit like a pig.
Looks exactly like a pig.
Yes. Well, it certainly has been remarked upon. In fact, just as John Hurt is known as the Elephant Man, Bacon Sandwich here is known as the Pig Ferret.
Bacon Sandwich? Funny name for a ferret, isn't it?
Aha! And that's why I had you fooled, because it's not a ferret, it's a pig.
Well done, Viv, you certainly got him there.
Yeah, have you had enough, Nazi, or do you want some more?
Everybody needs a pig ferret. Bacon Sandwich here is known as the Pig Ferret. Is Bambi the best episode of The Young Ones? A lot of people think so. Booper sure does. Haven't heard from him in a couple days. I think I better email him something about Bacon Sandwich being known as the Pig Ferret. And if you haven't ever seen it, I highly recommend it. And I think you can find the Bambi episode of The Young Ones on YouTube. I highly recommend it. It guest stars Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie and Emma Thompson and Ben Elton. And of course, it also guest stars Bacon Sandwich as the so severely deformed pig. Or a ferret that he looks like a pig. Oh my god, it's just, if you have a spare 35 or 40 minutes, you're gonna watch it. You're gonna want to watch it. In fact, I might have to watch it now, because this is over. We're done. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Every day, people. At 19:30 UTC, right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.